You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
And your girl man save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard, then pray hard. And never look back once the world forgave you. Then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when to turn right, but you turn all the way left.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome. Welcome. Oh, my name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I am delighted that you're here. I'm delighted that I'm here. I'm delighted that our guest is here, and we're here all together to learn and have a terrific conversation. I'm asking our guest, would you please introduce yourself to us?
I'm Derek McQueen, the Ohio, Northeast Ohio area author. Newly published book, Christian Dating Advice for Men.
That is wonderful. Well, congratulations on your new book.
Thank you.
All right. It's a big world out there, and there are lots of people in it who are trying to find one another. How did you come to write Christian Dating Advice for Men?
I was always just praying, just like asking, like, what, from my experiences, like, what is my gift? Like, what can I do to advance the kingdom or at least help out and, like, bring some enlightenment or wisdom to those that are looking for love? Because I had a challenging time. But then when it did all click for me just by following God's principles, I was like, you know, after I was like, what could I write about? I was like, well, that's one thing I could write about, because I went from just the definition of insanity to all the way to, you know, finding my present wife.
I see. Well, let's help somebody today. You know, there's no dating in the Bible, and a lot of other cultures don't have dating. There's arranged marriages and whatever. What's the purpose of Christian dating?
Well, the purpose of Christian dating is really to streamline, you know, so you want to go from single to, you know, hopefully like married. A serious relationship. So the purpose of Christian dating is just is using principles that will help you to, you know, things you might not be aware of that will help you to just kind of avoid the side traps or the pitfalls or the, like, I'll use an analogy, like, you know, in a bowling alley where, you know, they put up the gutter rails and, you know, you roll the ball down and, you know, these principles of following God's ways keep you from going like the ditches in the gutter of life, of dating. So, you know, the benefits of dating Christian way, it'll actually save yourself, and it'll save the person that you're dating, because you won't be using each other. You'll be very intentional, and it'll probably spare your feelings, time, and hopefully the who you're dating, their feelings as well.
Well, how do you think dating has changed for this generation?
This generation, well, with the internet and with dating apps, and which is more of, so I guess, you know, maybe the generation previous was, you may be referred by someone at the church, or, you know, you might meet someone at church or a social function, and you might be introduced that way, or a friend of a friend, or, you know, that way. But this generation, which is good and bad, but which is the good benefit of it, is you can find someone that's intentionally looking to date online, where you just have to make sure you're looking for the right things and know what you're looking for. And you can actually, you know, if it's used in the right way, it can be actually a positive thing, dating online. So that's the big difference. Like, you can go online to find someone that's actually looking for the same thing you're looking for, whereas maybe the generation previous, you had to either meet someone at a grocery store or be introduced to someone through church or hire, you know, someone who knows someone.
I see. So, wow, there's a lot to think about there. So, do you think dating apps are a positive thing?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. I think dating apps are a positive thing. You just have to use them with the right intention. Because mm-hmm. if you find someone that maybe, you know, you would never meet in normal circumstances, but they are looking for the same things you're looking for, mm-hmm. you guys are evenly yoked, but you know, you wouldn't meet them any other way. I see it as positive.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you so much. I want to make sure, something you said really stood out to me, and I really like it. You said that you're looking for what you're looking for. And I think so often we base our romantic ideas on music videos and Hallmark Channel movies and rom-coms and anything in popular culture. I'm not picking on anything in particular. I'm just saying a lot of times we watch things in popular culture, listen to things, and that shapes what we're looking for, we think. So maybe you could give us some helpful guidelines, you know? What should these young people be? What kind of qualities should they be looking for?
Yes, you should be looking for. So you should be looking. I'm glad you asked. You should be looking past the. So you should be looking past the flesh, and you should be looking at character traits. So you want to stay away from like you were saying all the things you listed, and just kind of look past the flesh and look at the character, and the physical shape. So much you want to be attracted, but of course you should want the skin tone and culture, things like that. Just you want to be look past that to a more deeper understanding and a deeper connection. So just don't get sidetracked by the world, by what the world is telling you you should be looking for, or what some you see on a TV screen or in a magazine. Mm-hmm. But you should look more of what it's in you, and look forward to, you know, same things that's in another person, and what God says.
In a multitude of counselors, there's safety. And I think so often, you know, over the years, you had your aunties and your uncles and the grandma and your mom and dad and your grandpa and your cousins and your godparents and your church and your pastor. And relationships were kind of a group project. You know, like if people didn't think this was a good person for you, they'd let you know, you know, or they'd give you some advice, you know, they'd try to give you some wise counsel. And this book really stands out to me because it's kind of that same vibe. Like, this is, maybe you didn't have wisdom in your family that you need, but this book offers you some wisdom, some insights. You know, you might be thinking, wow, this person is gorgeous. They're stunning. And yet this book is reminding you, okay, well, in 30 years when that has faded, will this still be someone, right? I mean, you know, with this, a young person was telling me the other day that they found out during the pandemic lockdowns what their wife really looked like. That's not funny, okay. But it is. Because,
it's,
you know,
not funny, but I can imagine.
It's hilarious.
I'm not laughing at it.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Because that's right. I mean, there's no nail salon. There was no hair styling, there, whatever, you know, and that goes for guys, too. They weren't going to the gym and working out, you know. So what he said,
I hope it
though,
wasn't a bad thing.
No. Yeah. He said he actually loved her even more.
awesome.
Yeah, he said because this was the version of his wife that only he knew and would get to see. The rest of the world would see her when she got her makeup on and got her hair fixed, but he got to see her just as she was. And he thought that was just marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to help
her. Natural beauty.
That's it. That's right. And because he loved her inner beauty, he saw the beauty that she does have in her outside. And so I look at this book and I see good advice. I mean, it's even, you know, filled with advice. Advice is in the title. And so I'd like you to give us some advice. What are some what are some red flags in dating that we should watch out for?
So everybody probably is in a different. So you should, you know, don't judge just because someone is not where you are. Maybe they're in a different stage. You know, they might not be just quite ready to be where you are yet, but don't give up. I mean, you can pass on dating them, but just, you know, as a person, give them time to evolve. Give them time to evolve. But like the red flags would be just like, you know, so like you were saying, counseling. If they didn't want to, I strongly advise counseling. Like once you get to find someone that you're on the right path with and you pass a couple of first stages, I would bring in the tribe. I would bring in the council, either a pastor or you know, trusted, just wise counsel around you. But if they didn't want to go, if they didn't want to do that, they didn't want to, you know, so like a red flag would be, you know, you read the book or you read the Bible and you say, I'm going to abstain until marriage. Red flag would be, so a red flag would be if the partner or the other one was like, well, you know, was trying to persuade you to go against that. When you know that's a principle that would kind of, you know, it's a pretty solid principle. And you know the intention of why are you doing it. And if they would, you know, say, hey, you know, let's, you know, hey, one time wouldn't hurt or things like that. Things that, if they bring a temptation to you when you know you're trying to stay pure for their good and for your good and for the overall good. So I think that would be a red flag. You know, just other red flags. If they didn't want to be open about the financial situation. Or just, you know, their past history or their health or anything like that. They didn't want to, because it's going to be, you're going to be one flesh. So, you know, the ultimate goal is one flesh. So you're going to have to know these things. So if they didn't want to be forthcoming about that, we know when the time is right, you know, so that would be a red flag.
I appreciate that because I think we have to think about these things, you know, and even for those of us who don't have to date anymore, thank God, we still have young people in our lives. We still, you know, I mean, I'm a parent, so I'm thinking, you know, how do we teach our young people how to choose good spouses? And so that means we also have to know when to say yes. I think we can get stuck in cycles, and I see this a lot, where people just reject people. Swipe, 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 right? You know, like, no. But we've got to also know when somebody is worth getting to know and invest more deeply in. So if there are red flags, then there've also got to be green flags. What are some things that if you see them in a potential partner, yeah, maybe you should think about it?
Yeah, so generosity, like, you know, like a generous spirit. Someone that, you know, that has some principles that maybe you, like, for example, so I know I was on the road for, you know, to abstaining. And it was just like, I was going to invite my, then just, we were dating, friend at the time, to go out camping. So, go out camping. And so so I knew it was genuine because I didn't ask. It just came up genuine. So I was like, you know, let's go camping, da, da, da. And she said, well, I'll come up for the day, but I'm not spending the night.
Right.
So that gave me a clue. Like, okay, she may be on the same path.
That's right.
And so that was, you know, so that's a green. That was a big green. Mm-hmm. And so just look for things like that, you know, that maybe you haven't spoken yet, but you can see it in the other person. You look past the looks and that, but you might make a list if you have a list, mm-hmm. and they check the boxes, but they don't know they checked the boxes yet. You know, that would be green.
I wonder too if, you know, sometimes the people around us who love us and can be trusted, I'm not talking about everybody, I'm just talking about all of us should have a circle, some people that we trust, that we love, that love us, mm-hmm. and they know us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes those people can be green flags. You know, their intuition, their discernment, if they see something in this person, you know, you're thinking, I don't know, and grandma says, oh, that woman's good for you. You know, that sometimes can be a green flag, too, from the right people, can't it?
Yes, it can, very much so. Because you have blind spots. And mm-hmm. We all have blind spots, I believe. Yeah. And so you have someone that cares enough to be like, hey, hey.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, we can also be those people. You know, we have happy families. We can be those people. We can offer gentle, not meddling, but gentle wisdom to the people in our lives who are looking, who are seeking and desiring a family. We can, you know, drop nuggets of wisdom into their lives, you know, and help them to recognize, you know, that the right person and not the wrong one. And so that brings me to something I really wanted to talk to you about, because you're the expert and you've got this new book and you really know and you've succeeded. This is super important because your wife is stunning and godly and educated and intelligent and fantastic and kind and helpful and has been since she was a little girl. And so you have amazing, I mean, your testimony is that this fantastic wife was brought to you by God, and she is amazing. What if, you know, we talk about people, young people starting out, you know, my nephew is 15, and he's, you know, I'm trying to provide good examples for him, and we're talking about young people that might be liking people at college or whatever, but what about the people who... they did everything wrong. You know, they we're handing them this book and they are like, what? they've had broken hearts and broken dreams and it seems like it might be too late for love. And they just, what's your advice to those folks?
No, my advice is it's never too late. I don't want to give my age, but it's never too late.
Never.
I mean, never. I'm a testimony of that. If anything, it's never too late. And I'm probably in the book is a lot that, you know, I didn't have the right insight and the knowledge or the wisdom to date the correct way. So, you know, I'm one who did a lot wrong, you know, the wrong things wrong, but just, you know, pray for, you know, forgiveness and forgive everyone, you know, past relationships, heal, work on yourself first, just keep working on yourself, because when you are, you're working on yourself, you're going somewhere, so you're working on yourself, so that when you do meet the right person, they'll appreciate that, you know, they'll appreciate all the work that you put in, you and her, or him, mm-hmm. and so it's never too late, just, you know, it starts with a decision, so just make a decision to turn, if you were going in the wrong direction, just make a decision to make an about face and start there.
I think that's so helpful. My granddaddy used to say, repentance ain't no big thing. All you got to do is stop and turn around and go the other way. And I love hearing you say that, because I think for a lot of people, okay, maybe they made mistakes in the past, or they didn't know, or they didn't have good examples, or they did the best they could, or they listened to the rappers and the country music songs and thought that that's what love was, and now here they are. When you start on Christian dating, right, you said the apps. I'm not really that familiar with those, but you've got to make a profile. What are some things about a Christian's profile that should be different than just the regular people that are on there?
Yes. So I'll start with the picture. The picture should, your picture, profile picture should just be one of, you know, nothing in the background, just an, whatever you're comfortable with, but make it your best self. Not too, not like one or two, not, you want to give them something that is true, that's authentic, but, you know, not too much, not too less, but just a representation of that's something that's true that they'll be getting. And you want to put in there, I would strongly suggest you can put in there that you are a believer, because for one, you are a believer for a Christian, and then that will weed out, you know, a lot of unbelievers at the time, you know, that, that haven't met or have a relationship with Christ, that, you know, I would state that I'm a, you know, I'm a believer. So that's one thing that you connect on and be evenly yoked on right off the, right from the beginning. And, I would put some of your interests that really, that's really your genuine interest, that you don't have to put them all, but just something that, you know, gives someone a taste of what you're about. And I would keep it, you know, use brevity. I would keep it short but clear, and go from there.
So important. I loved what you said too about the real pictures, and I think that's really important. You know, if we filter them and we edit them and all of that, then you set people up for disappointment and different expectations, whereas who you really are is glorious. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. So who you really are is going to be fantastic to somebody who really is meant to love you. And I just want to add one thing to that. Also, clean. Clean. You know, sometimes we're fishing with the wrong bait. And, you know, if you're trying to attract a person who's godly and wholesome and you want to have a godly life, then maybe that will impact what you wear or don't choose to wear in your photos.
That's right.
Or how you pose, what parts of your body you emphasize. You know, we're looking for something different than just the surface. And attention isn't always love.
Oh, yes. You say that twice.
Attention isn't love. So just, you know, you might have gotten lots of likes with that picture on Instagram, but you might not find, you know, God's companion for your life with it. So I just want to throw that out there. And I think this is another place where this is where the wisdom can come in. You know, this is where true, wonderful people of God who love you and care about you, you know, can take a look at your dating profile. And they can take a look and help you choose your picture, you know. And don't just pick, like, your single friends. You know, get people who are happily married, you know. Get other people who, you know, will look at these pictures and say, oh, no, that's a little too low. I don't think you're going to get the right kind of guy with that. Or we'll look at that, you know, list of hobbies and say, you know, these are all really guy hobbies. You know, you've got to get something that a girlfriend can do with you. And so that's where help comes in. Do you ever help people with their profiles? Do you ever help people with their dating journey?
Yes. Anyone who is listening to this and think, you know, you can't go anywhere else. If you can't go anywhere else, you can come to me. You can reach out to me at Derek, D-E-R-R-I-C-K, at Derek McQueen, D-E-R-R-I-C-K-M-C-Q-U-E-E-N. .co, Derek at DerekMcQueen.co, not .com, but .co, and just reach out, send me an email, and I would be honored to, you know, answer a question, point you in the right direction. If I don't know the answer, I'll steer you to someone who you might feel more comfortable with, but, you know, you're not in this alone, you know, as a godly community. We are, you know, trying to steer each other in to Jesus and in the right and right direction and find the because a wife or a husband is a directly from God. So yeah,
that's beautiful. And tell us how we can get this book. Like, how can we actually order a copy or have a copy? I have a copy in my hand right now, and I would love for folks to know how they could get it.
So you can, probably the best and easiest way is Amazon. In the U.S. is Amazon.com, and in another country, I'm sure you know the Amazon, and I don't know if it's after the dot, but Amazon, you can go to Amazon. It's Christian Dating Advice for Men, and you can have it shipped to you, or you can do the Kindle version, but Amazon is the best.
Wonderful. Oh, that's great. This would be a great book for youth leaders. You know, if you're in the College and Career Fellowship or you lead a youth group or anything like that, this would be a really great resource for everyone to study together to, you know, kind of encourage each other and learn about together. There's something that you said that I really want to hear your take on, because I know that you've studied this out. Does God want us to be happily married?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I believe so. Because, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but one of the first things was at a wedding. You know, it's a marriage.
Yes.
Is good.
Yeah.
And we're not meant, you know, and also another one is we're not meant to, well, if you don't have the gift of singleness, you know, you should be married. We are not meant to be alone. So with that, you know, it's a lot of support in the Bible that says, you know, God would like us to be in a marriage, you know, and happily married and a joyful marriage. And so, yes.
Yes, that's beautiful. And I think that's important to say, because I think in popular culture, a lot of even like sitcoms and things, they ridicule marriage, or there's shows that sort of put down marriage, or, you know, in some way, there's a subtle anti-marriage message in a lot of popular culture. And I think it's important for us to remind everyone that marriage is God's idea, you know? And he has a plan for every person, and he loves you, and he wants you to be loved. He wants you to be cherished and valued and nurtured, and not just exploited and played and brokenhearted. You know, he wants you to have a happy, joyful, I like that word, joyful better, joyful marriage. So, okay, all right. Let's break it down then. In God's idea for marriage, what are some of the qualities that a Christian husband should have?
Oh, good, great question. So some of the qualities that a Christian husband should have is he should have Jesus first. So, you know, he should above all should have, you know, so don't expect him to, if you want him to love you right, support him supporting Jesus. So he has to be a genuine relationship with God, protector, you know, have some type of, you feel protected. You have to be able to see yourself. I don't know if we want to dabble in this on this, but submit to him. But submit to him, and not when you say submit, you know, you might want to go to a counselor about that, because I can see all, you know, I'm not going to, you know, but not in a bad way, but it's in a more trusting way and more. You know, if he's following God, then you can trust him to lead you and kind of, you know, still work evenly yoked. But, you know, if it comes down to, like, a crucial decision, maybe, you know, you would defer to him because you would trust him. You trust him how he's leading the family. So responsible, being responsible, you see some responsibility, you know. Vision, he has a vision for his life, you know. Vision to where he see you going. So, you know, he's just not coming home and Netflix like 3 movies all day, but you know, just has you know, something about himself and some direction in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah. That's a wonderful list. I mean, that is a terrific list. And I guess I'm going to ask the next part of the question, which is, what kind of qualities is a Christian man, an intentional Christian man? Because there are some people, they say, oh, I go to church. Well, you know, I've also stood in our garage. I didn't make me a car. So, I mean, I think that you have to think about it this way, an intentional, godly Christian man. What are some of the qualities that he should be looking for in a wife?
He should be looking for in a wife. He should be looking for in a wife someone that, my opinion, is someone who is willing to abstain until marriage, and just like. Like purity, like, you know, purity, pure in spirit, like pure. And maybe even if they went through whatever in their life, that they're working on it, they're working on themselves. And, you know, you can see like, okay, they can win this battle, or even with my help, they can win whatever battle. You know, they don't have to be, nobody's 100%. So no one's without sin. So, you know, but you can see the purity in them. You can see that the light, the love, and mm-hmm. you can see them. Inside them, not the outside, but, you know, just inside that spirit and their goals. And so I think it's a proverb that says, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, mm-hmm. that I'm not even going to bring it up because I can't.
Well, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she'll be praised.
Yes, amen. And the other proverbs is like the beauty, don't let the beauty, because the character of a woman, you know, mocks of her character, like the beauty and character is, you can look up the proverbs, but the beauty and the character is like the snout on a pig.
Oh, as a gold ring and a swine snout, so is a beautiful woman without discretion.
Yes. So mm-hmm. you don't want to, yeah. Thank you for that.
I was raised on that one.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want the beauty, don't get deceived by the beauty. Just look more at towards the character, because, you know, she could be very attractive outside for whatever you think attractive is, and, you know, but she could be on Instagram or whatever, like showing like whatever, you know, just not mm-hmm. doing the right thing. So just make sure that, you know, it goes together. So you just want to look for qualities that you can live with, that you can grow with, and that you know, she's living on some type of principle.
I wonder if also in both of these things, husbands and wives are the pillars of a family. And so a lot of these qualities, you know, it's nice to have someone you can have fun with. Yeah. But you're not going to be on a perpetual date. You're going to have to eventually, you know, take care of kids or take care of pets or pay some bills or clean something or cook something or, you know. So how, you know, I think one of the biggest things for me as I listen to our young people is the future. You know, that who will be there with all of the things, the ups and downs of the life that we're living. You know, who has that character and those qualities that can weather storms but also be enjoyable to be with? I saw a T-shirt the other day. It was super cute, and it said, I love you enough to be locked down with you. And it was the pandemic, you know, hashtag. And I thought, oh, that's so cute. You know, this person is like, yeah, I mean, I think we have to think about life, the big picture of life, not just, oh, I had a really great time with them at dinner. And these qualities that you're giving us are the bedrock of families. I mean, who do you want your children to be just like? You know, do you want them to turn out just like these people? Who do you want with you if you have to go to the hospital? Who do you want to be there, you know, when you finally bury your parents and grandparents? Those are important things, and it might not have to do with their length of their hair, their skin tone, and their muscles and their athletic ability. Might not have to do with that as much as it does with their heart. We have to go to commercial, but when we come back, I'm really excited because we're going to really help some folks. We're going to get practical about this. So stay right there, folks. Thanks to all our sponsors and donors and people who make this show possible. We'll be right back.
Can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back once the world forgave you.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute. They told us we had it all, Jordan. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Wes.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drum over here. It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about it.
I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dog's supposed to hear it. So who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year. And a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run done with those scissors.
It's the least you can do.
When you take your car in for an oil change, a good mechanic will also take care of other routine maintenance to make sure your car runs safely and efficiently. Protecting your health isn't much different. When you get a COVID-19 vaccine, it's important to make sure you're also protected from other serious but preventable diseases. It's easy and convenient to get other routine vaccines at the same time as a COVID-19 vaccine. So make sure you ask a healthcare professional about other vaccines you may need to maintain your health.
You come and save her. Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back once the world forgave you.
My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'm so glad that you've joined us today. And we have some wisdom with us because of the guest that has joined us. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Yes, I'm Derek McQueen, and believer, and I just authored a book, Christian Dating Advice for Men.
Wonderful. Thank you for being here with us. We are so grateful. You know, this book is so timely and important because there's a new poll out that says that 40% of Americans, maybe even more, don't even have a best friend. Adults don't even have a best friend. And so having a book like this is like having a best friend or a mentor in this particular topic. And I really want you to share some direct wisdom with a few people. I'm going to hand you the mic and let you speak to a couple of groups of people who really might need that mentoring, best friend vibe. Yeah. So let's start with this group. Christian Dating Advice for Men. Will you please give some of this wisdom to single parents who want to start dating or are dating?
Yes. So for single parent, so you would want to, you know, you probably don't have to have a conversation with your child or children at the beginning, but it's okay to let them know that, you know, there's nothing wrong to be married. There's nothing wrong to date the right way. You don't have to feel because the other relationship or that, then, you know, you're moving forward, you know, love looks forward, never looks back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay to have a conversation that, you know, with your child and not feel like guilt, you know, guilty that you are moving forward, but just, you know, you can discern when to have that conversation and feel good about that. You're looking to find the right person for yourself to settle down with and to you know, enjoy to live out the rest of your journey with. So I would give it. My advice would be like, you know, just to be open and honest about your intentions with maybe the kid.
That's important. I think that's very important. When do you think that single parents should tell prospective dates or people that they're interested in, when do you think that they should introduce the idea of their children, that they have a family?
I would do that pretty early on. I would do that very, very early on, just because, you know, it's the truth and it's important and you just don't want to waste your time or your date's time.
Mm-hmm. Very wise. Thank you for that advice. The next group on my list, I'd like you to speak directly and give us some advice for people who have had a broken heart. Maybe they went through a divorce. Maybe they had a relationship that didn't work out. Maybe they widowed. We have a lot of people who are widows and widowers now because of COVID. They have had just a... dating just has been not really great. Relationships haven't been the success that they hoped for, and they just maybe trying to get the energy or the focus to try it again the right way.
I would say that just to work on yourself, like, you know, the first chapter of the book, I think is very important. But, you know, work on yourself knowing that there a day will come in God's time where you will be feeling much better. You will be whole or close to whole. And, you know, like they say, the clouds, you know, behind the clouds is blue sky. Even if you can't see it, just believe it. Believe that, it, you know it's there. Work on yourself to get to a point where, you know, nothing wrong with self-love and evolving and improving yourself. So if you're not at that point yet where you feel that, well, you shouldn't rush. You shouldn't rush, like, you know, what they call a rebound. You shouldn't rush into, like, one relationship to another. If it's something like a divorce or, you know, you're still grieving, you know, by all means, take that time to spend time with the Lord, spend time with yourself, heal, and but know that, you know, maybe in the back of your mind that, you know, there's going to be a day where that wife or husband, you know, that you will date again.
Mm-hmm. That's very kind and patient advice, and I think it's helpful. Thank you. The next group of people that I'd love for you to help is you're very good at talking about transparency and authenticity. And so often in dating, people hide the truth and then they present their very best self, they think, and then it's a surprise. You know, like, oh, we didn't know you were really like this, or we didn't know you had an addiction, or we didn't know you were, you know, you had a bankruptcy. I mean, I don't know, but people hide those of themselves and only present the highlight reel. And so I wonder if you could give some advice for dating to people who have something,
yeah,
some issue, something, I won't, yeah, even put a name on it, but just something,
right,
in their past or even,
so,
in their present.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you think, if it's something that, you know, is dealt with, and maybe you don't have to bring that up at the time, you know, if it's, you conquered it and it's over and it's in the past, you know, maybe you don't have to bring that up. But if it's something you're still dealing with, or, you know, you have some fun, you're in debt, like $10,000 or whatever, that's current in your life, you want to bring that up. You just want to be you want to bring that up. Because, for one, it's being transparent, being authentic. And then actually, you will be at peace, because you're not hiding anything. You know, you'll be, that person is the person for you. You can work through it together. You're working through it. It's not like you're dumping something on another person. You're just making them aware that this is what's going on in my life, or this is that, you know, and it's not like you're giving up, but this is what it is. And you just want to let them know that that's what it is. And it actually, you'll be at peace, because it'll be out in the open, and there's nothing you have to hide. You know, you want balance. I know you do a lot of good stuff, but yeah, you want to know, you want to do the mistakes you learn from as well.
Mm-hmm. Well said, very helpful. How about folks who are just starting the dating journey? Maybe they're just, you know, they're young people. They're just beginning their dating life. What advice do you have for them?
Exciting times. Well, it's all exciting times, but that's exciting times. You know, the advice I have for someone that's young, just starting out dating, is guard your heart, guard your mind. You know, just don't. It's probably a lot of hormones going on. Did I say that right? A lot of
Yeah.
A lot of hormones. Yeah, going on at that time. So you have to just try to really be disciplined as far as guarding your body, men and women, you know, get young guys in, because you don't want to, much as you can, you don't want to kind of get yourself in situations that, you know, a moment of pleasure can, you know, leave a lifetime of, I don't want to say regret, but just different, you know, your life can go in a different direction by a couple bad decisions. And so you just kind of, if you, just as much as you can, just before even you put yourself in a situation, you might be going on a date, but just think ahead of time. Just take a time to think ahead of time. Say, okay, I'm not going to go past this point, that point. This is not going to, I'm going to enjoy myself, but I'm just starting out, you know. It's a, you know, you have to think of the marathon. You have to think of the long run. I know it's hard at a young age starting out, but you just have to just try to think, you know, even though life is short, it's still long. It's still long. So you still think of, just think of the marathon. You know? Just don't put yourself in bad situations starting out. And follow some of the principles in the book.
Yes. I love that advice. There's another group of folks that we hear about a lot now these days. And that's our golden age citizens, our senior citizens, our elders. It's amazing how many of our elders are dating and getting married because people are living longer, right? And they're in better health for a longer period of time. But dating sure has changed, probably, since a lot of our elders had to think about it. And so I would love it if you would give some advice for them.
Yeah, so... especially if you're, like, you know, widow or widower, and, you know, God says that, you know, it's okay that, you know, to go ahead and, I don't know, you know, I might not have been aware of it at the time, but, you know, it's okay. It's okay to go ahead and, you know, once you're healed, and it's okay to get married again and pursue, you know, pursue whatever, you know. So I would say that, you know, if you're not at the stage where you don't feel that you, the gift of singleness, and I would just say take that young spirit, keep your spirit young, keep it, and just you know, there's all different ways to meet someone. If you're internet savvy, or if you just, you know, want to let feel your trusted friends know that you are you know, kind of ready to date and try to, you know, go ahead and enjoy your journey some more.
That's sweet. Thank you so much. What do you want us to know that you learned during your dating journey that we don't already know?
To trust, trust God's plan for yourself. I've learned that so it's like a battle within yourself a lot of the times, but kind of trust, you know, like kind of look to God, look to Jesus, his principles, you know, and you can just put what you're thinking up against the mirror of what, God's perspective, you know, because you can get into a battle inside, especially I'll speak as a guy, you know, so. Just make sure that you I've learned to kind of double check what I'm thinking to what God has already said.
Yeah.
And nothing else, nothing.
Is there a godly way to break up? I know we hear a lot about ghosting people and, you know, kind of messy situations and everyone's feelings are hurt. If you realize this person is not the one, they're not. Nothing wrong with them, nothing wrong with you, they're just not. Is there a godly way in godly dating to end that?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, you could just, again, just be straight. I don't know if they straight up, but just be more forward and just be like, you know, I'm, you know, explain, you know, when you communicate with them, you know, you're communicating with them, your intention is not to hurt their feelings or to come across that you're not trying to hurt their feelings, but just come across as this is going to be for to let you go to so you can find the right person for you. We're not going to waste, like we said earlier, life is short, so we don't want to waste any of your time to find that right person. I don't want to waste my time. But they'd probably be on the same thing. And if you abstain from sex, it won't be, if you have abstained from sex, it won't be as if there's a lot of emotion there, you know, so if you're not dragging it out, so their feelings probably shouldn't be too hurt. Your feelings shouldn't be too hurt if you do it the right way. So,
I think that's important because we don't want to get brokenhearted. We don't want to get hurt, but we also don't want to hurt other people at any point in our journey, in our life. So I appreciate that. That's very helpful. And that brings us to the happy moment. How do you know when you found the one for you?
The one? All right.
The one.
The one Oh, wow. There's probably a lot of different ways, but I don't know. There's a lot of different ways, but I would just say keep praying. And you would know. I guess you would know. I can only speak for myself, but you would know that you found the ones for you. I guess it could be a summary of everything we said today. You know, it could just be like, you know, they're checking a lot of these boxes and they're different. You know, it's different, just different from everyone else you dated and met. The principles line up with your principles, and you're having fun, and you're planning, and they're open, they're emotional, they're present. They got over, you know, they don't have a lot of baggage. They've overcome a lot of, you know, whatever they had going on in life. They're free. They're open to, if it could be relocation, it could be open to, you know, I don't have to be at this church, you know, but you're working to be like, okay, we can go to this church, we can go together, we can find a church together. They're just free.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, that would be.
That's that beautiful. Would be, so. No, that's gorgeous, especially since you found the one. And you're helping other people to do that. As we close today, I would love it if you would tell us again. You know, there may be youth groups, there may be churches that would love to have you come and share what you know, but there's lots of folks out there I know who this book will be a blessing to them. And if you have young people in your life, right, you're an auntie or grandma or godmom, you know, your godfather, an uncle, whatever, this is a great book to place in their hands, to give them an alternative to what television and streaming services are placing in their minds. So please tell us, how can folks connect with you? How can they get the book? How can they maybe learn more from you? Please let us know.
Yes, right now you can visit me at my internet home, which would be derrickmcqueen.co. DerrickMcQueen.co. And you can link up, you know, it has, I'll be honored if you visit me there and you'll be able to connect with me there. You know, it'll tell you a little bit more about me and my journey. You can email me again at Derrick@DerrickMcQueen.co. So that's Derrick, at DerrickMcQueen.co. Derrick@DerrickMcQueen.co. You can visit me on Twitter at Derrick McQueen. And yeah, that's it. I'll be honored. Drop me an email. Let me know where you're at on this journey, if it helped. You have any questions? You know, just anything. However I can help.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for that generosity. And thank you so much. I know you'll want to say something wonderful to your dynamic wife, so I would love it if you would give her a shout-out for us.
Yes. Oh, thank you. So to my beautiful, wonderful wife, Collie, Mrs. Collie McQueen, I love you. I'll see you here in a little bit. Thank you, God, for bringing her into my life. Thank you, Polly, for being you. I love you.
Oh, that's wonderful. We love you too, Polly. And I appreciate you so much for being with us to share this book. This is so helpful. Thank you for taking the time to write it and to present this wisdom to folks to have happier, better experiences dating and wonderful, wonderful marriages. I appreciate you being here with us today. And I appreciate everyone who listens to this show. We are so grateful to you. We're grateful for you. We're so thankful. Everyone who makes this show possible, this network, all of the people who make it possible for us to reach you and have these great conversations. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I hope someone has told you today, but just in case they haven't, God loves you, and all of us here, we do too. I'll see you next time.
Come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray all. Then pray all. And know the bad. Once the world forgave you.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave.
You've got the power, the world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.